I have to say I was very, very excited to get this gig. I'm just going to just give a few kind of just setting the scene, really. I won't take very long. This is as much about information gathering, about levels of awareness between all of us. Am I speaking right into this properly? And about starting a really important conversation about what it takes to enable artists to make and keep making great work, keep pushing themselves to maintain their integrity, their vision, the quality and the judgment of what they do. We all know that no two artists are the same, and so there will be no one answer. But we want to really make this quite a practical two-day session of exploration of what the challenges are, what the opportunities are, what the ideas are that can be adapted and possibly even scaled. And I'm hoping that this is going to be a very honest conversation. So as Barbara said, sometimes it might be uncomfortable. And a genuine conversation about the stuff that really matters. I've asked people to start putting some post-its here and of why they think this discussion really matters, because it'd be really helpful to get a sense of what it is as we go through the conversation about what it is that really matters to you about the development of artists. I mean, this is the stuff of depth, of generosity, of good judgment, quality, magic, and mischief, and I hope all of that will come out in the conversation. But what we're trying to do also is move beyond a sort of transactional discussion between organisations, artists, and funders to something that's potentially a bit more transformative and something that we can all take something really meaty away with us. And the conversation will only be as good as, you know, what we all put into it. I happen to think, Barbara talked about this being a point of change for the Arts Council, but it's actually a point of change in the wider world. And I think that artists and what they do and how they do it matter more than at any other time. And it's not just people it's not just because I'm in the cultural sector and because I care so much. It's people beyond us that are saying these things. And sometimes I wonder if collectively we believe it ourselves, and that so by having this conversation about what it takes to really support artists and help them make their work as good as it possibly can be will give us more confidence to continue in our ability to make that difference. So I'm going to have the fun task of holding the threads of all of these conversations, and I know I've got really strong opinions about all of this, as well as a real passionate commitment to this area. But what's really exciting is that all of you are here and have signed up to come to this, because it's a really extraordinary group of people here in the room and sorts of people, and we've got a range of voices that we'll be hearing over the next 2 days. So what I'm hoping is that we'll all kind of really be true. We know that both the Arts Council of England and Creative Scotland and all of us are in listening mode. And I hope that we'll all listen deeply to each other to get the best reactions, ideas, and thoughts from all of us. I read recently, and I don't think we can ignore issues of power in this conversation, and I read a fantastic book by a chap who's done a lot of social change, Adam Kahane, who's written about the tension between power and love. And I don't want to ignore that tension in the room at the same time as making sure that we address it in a really kind of grown-up way. So looking forward to talking with you all today, and it's my enormous pleasure to hand over to Heiner Goebbels to give us a keynote speech on his ideas. Thank you.